Just checking the text line.
Yeah, yeah.
913-586-7989. They should rename this show The Church of Suck.
Okay.
Good one, dude.
That's a good one.
I do like that kind of.
I kind of do, too. But we'd have to get all new banners and all that. Seems like a pain. We could probably do it now. We're on the rock. We could probably get,
probably get
most stuff made. They got t-shirts and
you
stuff.
You just make t-shirts and say The Church of Suck?
That'd be pretty good. I like it. At least some stickers, right? We can start there.
Yeah.
So,
I like the idea.
You remember last week, you're sitting here, the TV's on behind us. We're watching the Olympics, Lazo, and they went to pole vaulting. Yes, you do. They went to pole vaulting. You got distracted.
Oh, and you definitely remember.
You went, whoa, what is this? I don't remember what we were talking about, but you stopped and said, I can't believe this. Look at these pole vaulters.
They're attractive.
And you talked about how attractive they are. And one of them in particular, you said, oh, that Canadian. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Look at her. And I think you said
that's
even something
right.
About,
you said, like, oh, hi, Canada or something.
Exactly. Yeah. It was like, God bless Canada or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, have you heard the news about that exact girl?
No.
Well, she is a Canadian pole vaulter. I guess Canadians aren't great at pole vaulting because they hadn't won a medal in a long time. She won bronze.
Yeah, good for her.
But when she won the bronze, it wasn't just winning that got people talking about her on social media. It was her celebration afterwards.
Yeah.
She runs across the thing. She gets down, and she starts twerking, which if you're on Twitch, you can see me doing. She puts her hands on her knees. She's got the little Speedos on.
You're a good twerker.
And she starts twerking. Do you know why?
No.
Because a lot of these Olympians have decided they're not big enough to get endorsements from, you know, Adidas or any of those things. And a lot of these Olympians don't get much money from the country to help them compete. A lot of them are strapped for cash. So this year, a bunch of Olympians decided, I'm going to start an OnlyFans page, and that's how a lot of them are getting paid now.
The staggering cost of the Olympic Games and competing here in Paris 2024, the Associated Press has learned, is forcing droves of Olympians to OnlyFans, a platform closely associated with sexual content and pornography, and this
pornography.
To sustain their dreams of winning gold here in Paris. As they make ends meet by selling images of their bodies to subscribers, a searing spotlight is now being cast on what watchdogs call a broken Olympics funding system where most athletes can barely afford to pay the rent.
So this has become this big scandal about how the athletes are broke.
Yeah.
But a bunch of them joined OnlyFans. And, of course, the older generation is like, oh,
is
my God,
OnlyFans?
I can't believe these people are on OnlyFans. They're Olympians. You know, they're supposed to be classy. But I think the Gen Zs and the younger millennials, I don't think they think there's anything weird about it at all.
That's perfect
and that
sense.
Girl, Laszlo, has an OnlyFans. That Canadian pole vaulter has an OnlyFans.
But we just talked this year about how do these people make money year-round.
Exactly.
I thought OnlyFans makes perfect sense.
Because every time an OnlyFans story comes up nationally, it's because someone managed to find a spotlight. Oh, I'm a teacher at a high school, and now I'm in trouble for having OnlyFans. She knew she was going to get fired. She just wanted to get her name out there. The mom who's taking her kid to school, and she's got her OnlyFans logo on the back of her car and on the sides of her car. And the school says, hey, you can't come to pick up and drop off in that car with that OnlyFans thing. It makes national news. She gets a bunch of subscribers. These athletes who are broke, they got one thing going for them at least. Spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is watching them for a couple of weeks. Everyone's talking about them for a couple of weeks. So if you're a diver, like one of these guys, or a pole vaulter, like this Canadian girl, and you say, hey, yeah, you saw me on TV, now come to my OnlyFans. The older generation, that British guy, is acting like this is a sign that the world is falling apart. We need to pay Olympians more. I think if you have access to even momentary status, popularity, go for it, right?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Wouldn't you? If people wanted to see me
and
naked.
And I look like that.
Absolutely. That's just
no one wants to see me naked.
Exactly. No one wants to see it.
No
now,
one.
You got a couple people who joke around on Twitch, but seriously, no one wants to see that. But if I were attractive.
I want to see you naked.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. But
I do want to see you naked.
But it's just curiosity, and you're not going to keep scrolling after you see like one or two pictures.
Out of curiosity, I like to see what you look like completely naked.
Yeah.
I've seen you like top off and bottoms off, but never at the same time.
Yeah, so you want to see
I like
totally
to see you walking around the house totally naked.
Yeah, but how long
like
are you going to stay subscribed?
Cereal.
You'd be subscribed for a month, and then you'd cancel.
Oh, a minute.
Yeah, a minute. Exactly. That's just it. I'm not going to get any long-term
Do you want to see me naked?
I mean, I'm curious because we've worked together forever and I've heard you talk about it a million times and hockey pucks and it points straight forward and all these different things. I'm a little curious, but you know, part of me thinks, you know what? It's okay that you've never seen that. You don't share a locker room. Sure, you've worked together for over 20 years, but, you know, that's the one thing you don't know about each other.
That is what it is.
Even though we sit here right next to each other every day, there's that one thing.
Well, we should do the show naked one day.
I don't think we should.
No,
I don't think we should.
It breaks the line.
Let me ask you this. If your kid was, you know, in the spotlight, he was in the Little League World Series or something,
would I want him to be on OnlyFans?
Hit a walk-off Grand Slam. And he says, he's 18 or 19 years old, and he says, I started an OnlyFans. You'd be upset?
Yeah.
You would, as a parent.
Yeah.
So you think, like, if he said, no, girls are into me, they want to see this OnlyFans, I started an OnlyFans.
What are you doing on there?
That's what you'd say?
Yeah, what are you doing? Come on.
So you'd become an old fuddy-duddy.
Well, I just think, if you said he was 27, then okay. But you're talking like 18, Little League World Series, you said.
Well, I don't know what the baseball thing is.
How old is he? Is he 27
or
is he 18?
He's got to be at least 18. Let's say he's 19.
No, you're making decisions you're not smart enough to make.
So see, we've talked about this before, then you agree that really you need to be 21?
21 should be the age for most things.
For most things. I've said this before.
Right, yeah.
Porn stars
if you're still
18,
a teenager, then you need my help. Don't make that decision yet.
Right.
That's a decision that will last with you forever.
It's
if you're 27 and you want to do an OnlyFans, go ahead and do it.
Okay, but it's like
I don't care.
23. You're 23.
I mean, we're getting close. You know what I mean? I'd rather you be closer to 30 than 18.
But I'm just
23, okay.
The idea of an OnlyFans is still a little bit scandalous to people our age, right? Is it scandalous to people who are Generation Z, young millennials? I don't think they think it is. I think these athletes are like, there's nothing wrong with it. You want to see me naked?
What if your girlfriend came to you and said, I want to start a Cam Soda stream?
The two of us?
Just her.
Oh, okay. Well, are you trying to get her on Cam Soda again?
No, I'm just asking.
If she said she wants to do cam work?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wouldn't bother you at all?
I don't think so. I mean, no one's coming over, right? She's just on this camera? Yeah.
When you came home and she was working all the time?
Yeah. I think I can handle that. I've told her before she's worried about, you know, getting a new job, but I'm like, why don't you just do something like that? Huh?
Why she need a job?
She's retiring from her job. She's getting a new job.
Doesn't she work for her dad?
Yeah, but they're retiring.
What?
It's a whole thing. Yeah, I told you about this.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. Anyway, I've said before, as a woman...
Where's she going to work? How's she going to work? She works from home.
You do have options as a woman. You know what I mean?
No, this is new. This is bad.
You've always talked about it. No, it's not bad.
It's bad. She's not going to be able to get a job.
Well, why did you say that? She went and met with someone today. They want to hire her.
No, I think she's smart enough and great, but she's been able to just sit at home.
I know. You should see...
For like 10 years.
You should see these job offers online, Lazo. There are so many of them that say remote. It's all remote. You work from home.
She needs that, right?
It's a new era. I would prefer it, yeah.
But you don't want her getting out and meeting people.
No, no. Look, it's Snow Cone in there shaking his head. He's like, don't do that.
No, I'm saying she's super hot.
I don't need her dressing up to go to work.
Yeah, she's super hot and smart. She's going to
there, man.
She's going to go to an office with a bunch of guys who are super smart and hot.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We'll have college degrees. She's going to come back and look at you.
They pay their mortgage on time?
Yeah. I would not let her out of the house if that's possible.
What do you mean you've been there, Snow Cone? You've been there?
Oh, his girlfriend works from home, and she has to go to the office sometimes.
Oh,
and it
made you nervous?
Damn.
Yeah, don't do that.
Well, out of my league.
Yeah,
your girlfriend can't go to the office.
She really can't leave the house too much.
I would not let her leave the house without you.
Me. Yeah, I don't like that too much. Now you make me sound like a controlling boyfriend.
Look, you need to be a controlling boyfriend.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, we both know that...
It's like owning a giant pit bull. Like, you gotta control it. Like,
Jesus.
Like, I love pit bulls. They're great, but I gotta be in charge. Like, you just can't let it out and let it roam the streets.
She's in charge.
That's
of
a bad idea.
Life.
Same thing with her.
I don't tell
She's super hot, like a pit bull, and if you just let her roam the streets...
I don't.
She's gonna find something to do.
I don't tell her what to do.
Well, you better control her.
Well, see, I don't think that's healthy. I'm just saying.
Healthy for what?
Healthy for what?
She's gonna leave you.
You're looking at me with a straight face and telling another man you better control her.
Yes.
And you don't know why that sounds wrong.
You better
wrong.
Get her back in pocket. I
don't think you're supposed to talk
she
like that.
She cannot go to work downtown with a bunch of dudes
like
in suits. And
yeah.
I know.
That's
okay.
What she had to do. She had to go downtown.
She can't go downtown and work in an office building with the dudes of suits and Acuras.
I know.
That's not going to work.
It's not. Trust me, that's why we're looking for remote
work. I mean, look, you got a Cadillac, but it's broke ass.
I know. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
She needs to stay home.
Look, she wants to stay home.
I know she
doesn't need to stay home.
She's
she wants
scared.
To stay
she
home.
She needs to.
You think that's why she's scared? Scared she's going to get out there and be like, what?
I think you've put it in her head that, hey, life is better when you stay home. You're smart.
I didn't put it in her head.
You
made me sound like this controlling dude. I'm not controlling. She works from home. I never told her to work from home. She's already working from home.
Do you want her to go to an office downtown?
She doesn't want to go to an office downtown.
Do you want her to?
I don't
want
to go.
Time to pass the collection plate.
Give with a joyful heart, and you will be.
blessed.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo. Yo. I would just like to clarify that I am not a controlling partner. You made it sound like I was a controlling partner.
She works from home and doesn't go anywhere without you.
I didn't tell her to do that.
And when she does go out, she wears pantyhose on her shorts, so...
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, it just feels like maybe that's not what she would normally wear. Before she met you, I mean, I guess she didn't just put on pantyhose with shorts.
Well, I mean, that's how we met, but...
First night, right?
Yeah, but mm-hmm. I'm just saying... I never tell her, hey, I want you to stay home, or hey, I don't go to work.
Or wear pantyhose.
I don't tell her to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't have to. I mean, you did once.
That's it, right.
And yeah, once.
Well, that's not bad. It's not controlling. You think because she puts on nylons all the time that's a sign of control?
Well, yeah, of course.
What? It's just a sign that she's into me. That's all.
Okay.
She's trying to be nice. Yeah. If she said, you know what she likes? She likes when I wear basketball shorts. I don't know why. She has a couple pairs that she likes. So I put them on sometimes that I wouldn't normally put them on. Mm-hmm. That's the same thing, right? I mean, yes, she has hundreds and hundreds of pairs.
Yeah.
But I pay for them.
And she has to wear them outside.
She doesn't have to.
Okay, but she does.
But she does. Yeah. Yeah. She does.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
Like to Royals games and stuff.
Yes. What is so weird about that?
I'm just saying.
You know that there was a time when that wouldn't have been so weird. It's just...
Well, under shorts with tennis shoes is clearly just to give you a boner. I used to feel bad. Your ex-wife used to show up to my house sometimes, and she'd have jeans on, and then she'd be like, oh, and she'd sit on the couch and flick off her shoes, and she'd have nylons on, and I'm like, you poor girl. She's got to wear them under her pants.
No, no one said to do this, okay? That's my point.
Well, why are they both doing it?
Because they know that I'm into it.
And you think they did that on their own?
I think they know that I'm into it. Okay. If they told me, hey, wear jeans, I love jeans when you wear jeans, I'd wear jeans all the time. Okay. I'm just saying.
Congratulations.
She doesn't always do it.
I'm just saying they do what you tell them.
I'm not controlling, okay? I got one more story to say before we get out of here. I'm not a controlling person, though. Okay. I just want to make that clear.
Has she left the house today?
Yes, as a matter of fact, she did. She went on a job interview.
Oh, good. Where?
Yeah, I don't know.
Are you nervous?
Because I don't control her. I mean, I don't know. This guy's older, so I don't know. I looked into it. He's pretty old.
Mm-hmm.
He's married. I think we're okay. Supposed to be brief. It was coffee lunch sort of
thing.
No
coffee.
Yeah, it's a work thing.
What'd she wear?
She wore a blazer, jeans, you know, boots.
Oh, the boots.
Well, she's somewhat dressed up. Okay, thank you very much.
Well, I'm telling you, she's sexy.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You can tell her that, okay?
Well, all right, I'll text her.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Have you ever had a gambling problem? Like a problem?
Like, do I have one?
No, have you ever had one? Where you're
you know, I enjoy gambling, but no.
But
I feel like I have it under control.
You could stop before it got really bad. I mean, you were sad.
Like, I just literally was like, oh, college football is coming, so I tried to log into my FanDuel. I was like, what's your password? I had forgotten it.
Okay.
I started at the beginning of baseball season, but I stopped for a while.
I know you used to go to the casino a little bit, but I...
Yeah, I'm not much of a gambler.
I know you said your parents
were. My mom and my dad loved gambling.
Right.
I come from a long line of gambling.
Yeah, you talked about it.
I don't like to go to the casino so much because I, you know, I'll spend too much. Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
But it's not like if you had like a crack problem, you wouldn't be like, I don't want to go to the crack house because I'll smoke crack.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Right, so I've got it down.
You associate going to the casino with losing money.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay, so then you don't have a problem. But I go through these phases where I want to gamble a lot. I went through a phase in my 20s where I was there at the casino every night playing craps in the middle of the night. But then I just went to Vegas recently, and one of the casinos there had the horses, you know, the plastic horses that race around the circle.
That thing.
I was like, man, we need one of those in Kansas City so bad, but I've got this urge to go gambling. But what I do spend money on, probably too much, is scratch-off tickets.
Oh, you do those a lot. Yeah, I don't ever do that.
When I'm walking out of the grocery store, now they've got these big machines. They're everywhere. They take your card. I can't help but I'll see that it says, like, this $30 ticket, there's only two left. And I'm like, oh, that's one of the winners is in there. I'll walk to my car and be like, I'm not buying that. And then I'll turn around and go back in the store and get it. I can't say no to these things. But
have you ever won big?
I've won. The most I've ever won is $1,000.
Okay, so not so big.
No, but this story out of Tennessee is something that I've feared before, because sometimes I'll go to the gas station, I'll buy a couple scratchers tickets, and you know there's that barcode at the bottom. You scratch off the bottom of the ticket.
They'll tell you whether you're winning or not.
And you don't have to scratch it. Right. And if it's one of those like bingo tickets, I don't want to play it. So I'll just scratch it off and see if it's a winner. So this happened in Tennessee. This guy buys these scratcher tickets, okay? He buys two of them. He's at a Shell gas station. So to save time, he does that. He just scratches the codes, and then he asks the clerk. They must not have the machine at this one where you can check it yourself. So he asks the clerk if they're winners. The clerk told him, hey, this one's a winner for $40, which was true, okay? He gives him the $40. He says the other, not a winner, sorry, trashes it, okay? So after the customer left the store, the clerk takes the ticket out of the trash, pockets it, and it was a $1 million winner. Yes, $1 million.
How smart.
The clerk went to the Tennessee Lottery Commission to claim the ticket as his own, but they have to do this like routine questioning. This is like when you have a big insurance claim. They really look into this. The officials got suspicious of this guy because, you know, they know that he works at this gas station.
Those clerks can't play, right?
I don't know. I've heard that from people, but I don't know if that's true or not.
I believe that's true.
That they can't buy their own scratchers tickets?
I think it's like people in their family can't even play.
That they can't buy scratchers tickets?
Maybe not scratchers. I don't know.
Yeah, I've heard stuff like that. I don't know what the rules are. But anyway, they reviewed. They went back and looked at this. They got the security footage. The lottery commission did. They got the security cameras, figured out what happened. So the detective who worked on this said, yeah, it's pretty obvious. He said, if I put this case in front of 12 jurors, they're all going to reach the same conclusion. So they looked through all the security footage. They figured out who the rightful owner was from this video camera, and they notified him. So this guy who won $40,
threw
their ticket away, he gets a call from, like, the police and the lottery
saying,
hey, you won $1 million. Can you imagine?
It's the cops telling you.
I know. But here's the other thing. If I was that clerk at the Shell gas station, I would have done the same thing.
Sure.
Wouldn't you?
I'd try if I thought about it that quick.
Yes.
I'd probably have someone else try and do it. You know, like.
No, but when he hands it, you're like, sorry, that's not
a winner.
He's
got two of them. Yeah.
It's only right there. That's all you can do.
I mean, I'm surprised.
Like, it'd be quick. I'm guessing that guy sat behind the counter for years.
Yeah.
Being honest, for as long as he was there and was like, what if someone wins $1 million? Do I just tell him it's a loser? Like,
that's what I was going to say.
You got to start thinking about it, right?
He's thought about it. He's scanned these tickets a million times. And he may have even grabbed a couple that were worth $500 in the past. Who knows? And the lottery doesn't look into that. I'm surprised that when he scanned it, the machine didn't go ding, 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 something to let the person know, hey, you just won one of the biggest prizes you can possibly win.
Yeah.
But when he saw that as the clerk, $1 million, it's a perfect scenario for him because he's got two tickets.
Yeah.
And one of them is $40. So he goes, hey, congrats, here's $40. Sorry, the other one's not a winner. It sounds totally believable.
Right.
Sounds like a routine.
And I got $40.
Yeah, check my tickets. Yeah. That happens all the time.
Smart.
And then he keeps the other one. But the lottery looked into it and saw this guy. I mean, look, I'm happy the guy who bought the ticket got the money, right? He deserves the money. But what I'm saying is I'm not mad at this clerk, like
no,
the media.
No, for giving
it
a shot.
You got to take shots in life. You got to hustle.
But does he go to jail for that? Is it stealing?
I don't know, because the cops
like,
said.
Know, like, it feels like, the cops said, it feels like it's stealing. And stealing $1 million
seems
is
like
a lot
felony.
Of trouble.
It seems like a
but
felony.
He didn't get it, right?
But he tried.
He tried. Attempted?
Attempted steal. I guess if you attempt to rob a bank, but don't get away with it, you get in trouble.
Yeah, that's true.
It said theft on $1 million ticket is a Class A felony. So he's been booked into the county jail. The customer who bought the ticket got found. And it says that this clerk, I mean, I guess they're going to charge him with a Class A felony. Mm. I don't know what a Class A felony is, but it sounds pretty bad. And look, it says theft on $1 million ticket.
I remember being in jail, and we were all sitting in like the holding room, and they called everybody's names. There's like maybe 30 of us in the holding room. And they called everybody's name, and everybody walked out, and they didn't call my name.
Okay.
And I was like, hey, what? You know, can I, why, and I asked the guy, he looks at my thing and he goes, oh, these are misdemeanors, you're a felony.
Oh.
That's when I realized, like, I'm in trouble.
You go somewhere else?
Yeah, like, no, we're not calling you yet.
Oh.
You're going to go with the felony guys. I was like, oh, no.
Did your lawyer tell you what the max was that you were faced on that one? Like, what's the most you've ever been told, hey, if you got.
It was a long time when I ran from the cops. I'll tell you the story sometime, but I was on probation and ran.
From the
gone for 2.5 years.
Oh, you disappeared? You didn't go see your PO at all?
Mm-mm. Goodbye.
Oof. Were you out of state?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably in Florida.
I was in Florida when I got in trouble, moved, left.
Oh, so you had
moved to the other side of the state of Florida and then moved to Michigan, in Toledo.
And just hid.
I hid for a long time and then I got pulled over and for like speeding. And the cop was like, this is crazy, but you have a warrant out in Florida. He's like, I'm going to take you in. But they're not going to come get you, so don't worry about it. Just you'll get the ticket and you're fine. So I sat in the holding cell in a small city in Michigan. There's
That's
nobody
when
else
happened?
There. And then he came back and he was like, you're not going to believe this. They're coming to get you.
Oh, mm-hmm. my God.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to keep their presence at a certain...
Yeah, of course. They'd come get me.
...number of people or whatever.
Yeah.
So they send, like, a bus...
A bus.
...to Michigan.
That goes and picks up a bunch of different people. Like, so they tell you, like, we're going to pick up three guys in Pittsburgh, two guys in Cleveland, and then we'll come by and pick you up. And every day that you do in jail while you wait for them to come pick you up doesn't count as time served.
How's that legal?
Because they say... honest to God, because they say... if you didn't run, then you wouldn't be that far away.
We wouldn't
away.
Have to come get you.
Mm-hmm. But you dead time.
But you got to run.
Well,
I mean, I again.
Hey, look, I was living in Key West. I got charged with a felony. Long story. But the hurricane came.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm sitting in Key West in my apartment, and everything, I mean, the radio, the TV, everything is like, you have to leave the island.
Yeah.
And then they would follow it up with, if you have a court case coming, and you're a felon, check into the jail system now.
No, thank you.
Right. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, well, maybe I just won't leave. Because some people don't leave.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just stay here. But there's one road in and out of Key West.
And it can get flooded, right?
Well, no, but there's just traffic on it.
Yeah.
Because everybody's leaving.
Yeah.
So I was like, if I get my car and leave, what are the chances that they catch me? Like, there's just...
So you just threw everything you had in your car?
Yeah, so I threw, like, you know...
The essentials.
The essentials and some clothes. And I had dated a girl who lived on the other side, Fort Myers.
Mm-hmm.
I went, like, dated, like, you know, ever since I was little.
Mm-hmm.
I'd just known her because I lived there for a long time. I was like, I could go to Kathy's house and just see what happens.
And that's what you did?
So I jumped in my car, and I got in a line, and the cops just waved everybody on.
Oh.
And I remember I was standing there, and a cop, they pulled over some cars to check them.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And then...
Like, check their IDs and everything?
Yeah, right. And then
wow.
I came up, and the cop was there, and he just waved me through.
Were you, like, trembling?
And I drove to West Florida, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I didn't
God.
Go back for 2.5 years.
And it took 2.5 years for them to come back and pick you up. Damn. Well, that was the most time you spent in jail, right? Was
yeah.
when they came and got picked
they
you up
came and got
you back.
Me, so... That was an extra charge of being gone for that long.
God, I can't believe you were speeding. I mean, look, you're looking over your shoulder constantly.
It wasn't much, though. It was like, you know, and I did it. I mean, it's 2.5 years, but it was like 10 miles an hour. But it was 2 a.m. They wanted a DUI. I was on the freeway, but I wasn't drinking. So, like, I had it covered. There was nothing. And even the cop knew, like, the cop basically said, damn, I
just ruined your life.
I wish I would have pulled someone else over.
No kidding.
Like, literally, he was like, man, I can't believe this is happening.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm in so much trouble. He's like,
he can't
like,
let
literally,
you go.
I'm being honest. Like, the cop was a young guy. He's like, I can't believe that I got to do this. This is horrible. Like, he really thought, like, I just grab a DUI on my way home.
Yeah, yeah. And then it said you went to prison. Mm-hmm. And met all that cast of characters.
He didn't want that.
No. But you know what? It made you who you are today.
There I am.
Here you are.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo! That's it, man.
We're done?
We are done for the day.
That was a good show. Thank you very much. I appreciate you.
Love you guys. Had a good time. I think we got to everything. I think I told you everything I needed to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still watching the guy stealing the lottery ticket, and he's in jail. I just feel bad for him, but... I really have this desire to buy some lottery tickets. Snowcone, I can't believe Snowcone's not a gambler with me. He seems like he would be. Like, don't you want to buy some scratchers tickets once in a while and win some money?
I went through my scratcher phase.
You did?
I try and avoid a lot of gambling because of, you know,
right.
Genetics.
Yeah, we should go.
Oh, yeah, your dad was a gambler. Left you in the car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's right. He picked you up because, what did he say? He was going to take you somewhere?
We went to see Wedding Crashers, went to dinner, and went to see a movie, yeah.
Where'd you go to dinner?
He took you to dinner and a movie?
I don't remember what the dinner was.
Really?
We went and saw Wedding Crashers.
And then he said, hold on real tight. I'm just going to go in this casino real quick.
Where'd he take you?
He said, I got to make a quick stop. It'll be really quick.
And where was he? Harris or something?
We were in St. Louis, so it was some casino there. And then we pulled in the parking
Probably
lot.
Probably Harris.
And I was...
How old were you?
15, I think.
Okay. He couldn't go in the casino.
I remember growing up hearing, you know, rumors about his gambling, but I'd never seen it. But that was, like, you know, the most fun we'd had in a long time, going out to dinner and a movie. And so I thought, okay, it's fine. And then I was in the car for, like, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 hours.
Wow. Man.
And how did you get home?
Oh, he came back and took me back to his place. And then my...
What did he say when he got back?
I really don't remember. Something like, I think it was, like, sorry, you know, it took longer than I thought or whatever. It was nothing much.
Right.
And then,
was he,
did he leave the keys with you?
Money? Like when he came back, what, did he
win? Like holding a bunch of money? No.
Ah. He seemed upset?
He just came back and got in the car. I really remember much of the conversation. We got back to the house, and then I called my sister and her dad, who also lived in St. Louis, and they came to get me.
Oh, you were mad when she got to his house?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
I've been in the car for like 6 hours.
Oh, so yeah, threw a little fit.
There's no cell phone. No, there's no cell phone.
Oh, she just sat there.
And that's why his dad doesn't talk to him. He threw a little fit. Yeah.
Okay.
We're trying to make that bread, man.
We're doing this again. All right.
The Waffle King of the Midwest.
It's time to say goodbye. It's time to say, we're doing this again. Time to say goodbye.
Time to say goodbye.
Well, I'm just saying, it wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah. We've done this a million times. That he was a good guy, and it's all my fault.
I would have waited.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm serious. Let me ask you this.
It's about win or lose. Because he came home broke and just took you home. But if he came home with $70,000 and threw 10 in the back seat and was like,
here you go.
Here you go, kid. Let's party. Wherever you want to go, we're in. That story ends differently. The difference is winning and losing.
I don't know if it does.
Oh, of course. Yeah. If he throws 10.
Look, this is why I don't talk about it, because there's no point in.
Right, but I'm just saying, let's take him out of it.
If he threw 10 grand.
He throws 10 grand and goes like, hey, we're in St. Louis. Where do you want to go tomorrow? Whatever you want. Here's 10 grand. That story is. And then I waited in the car for 6 hours. It was crazy. I got so sad and lonely that my dad comes back, throws 10 grand at me, and then we go shopping the next day and spend 70 grand. It was so great.
Yeah.
That story changes. It's about winning and losing.
Yeah. About his attitude in there, too.
Once you lose, you lose.
Well, his attitude, you know.
Yeah, and the dad's attitude after losing.
Absolutely.
He should have thrown some money at Snow Guns that we won. You lie about that.
He would have forgot about the 6 hours.
Anyway, Lisa Newman, good show. Stay positive, kids.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.